information I have is that a male did board a bus in the Ballymacroarty area, ordered the driver to take a bus, having placed this device on the bus, take a bus to the police station in Derry City Centre, which is somewhere in the region of 3 miles away from where the incident actually took place. So therefore, there must have been some kind of expectation that this device would be driven through built-up areas, past traffic and past pedestrians, etc. This latest incident in Derry was obviously a source of some real distress for the bus driver, who I believe to be a female bus driver, her passengers and people whose homes were subsequently evacuated on what was a very cold, very blustery night. And obviously, the placing of devices in public transport is quite frankly disgraceful and entirely unacceptable.
Do we know how many people were affected by this?
Well, in terms of homes that were evacuated, somewhere in the region of 40 to 50 homes were evacuated. I'm not sure how many people were actually on the bus when the incident actually took place, but it actually it happened at tea time. And as one can imagine, at that time of the evening, many people would be going to and from work and to and from school. So it would be fair to surmise that there were a number of passengers on board the bus.
A man boarding a bus, telling the bus driver to take a bomb to the police station. Sadly, this is a flashback to the horror tactics used during the Troubles.
It does feel like we've rewound some 30 or 40 years here. It's absolutely unimaginable. These devices are obviously volatile by their very nature. And when you think about the very volatility of it and the real threat to life and limb, this was an absolutely outrageous thing to do to local people. It's caused no end of distress.
And these security alerts, it's almost becoming a daily thing in Derry. People just must be fed up.
Well, I've actually begun to lose count of just how many radio and television and newspaper interviews I've done over the last couple of years regarding these kinds of incidences. We really do want to see this come to an end. There's no need for it. There's no support for it.